From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Von Holdridge reports in Columbia Green Media that 2 days after the father of Harold Handy III, who was beaten in a police-involved incident last year, made allegations of bribery against Columbia County Sheriff David Bartley, Handy denied those charges his father made. Bartlett also denied the father's allegations of official misconduct and bribery. The younger Handy was beaten near death at a party on the night of July 4, 2020 at the Kinderhook home of Columbia County Sheriff Deputy Kelly Rosenstrach and her husband Alex Rosenstrach, the former owner of Club Life Gym in Bellagio. Both Rosenstrach's and Brian Hagg, 38, of Kinderhook, and Corey Gaylord, 32, of Carrieville, were included in a 25-count indictment with multiple felony charges and second-degree gang assault against each defendant. But there is no date for a trial. The victim's father began alleging at an October 23rd Kinderhook rally that the sheriff conspired with Rosenstrach and attempted to arrange a meeting with Carl Williams of Will Rock Farm in Stuyvesant at a cornfield on his farm where he offered his son $700,000. But the assault victim denies all that happened. Handy III said on October 25th, and I quote, "Sheriff Bartlett had reached out directly to see how I was doing. My father-in-law, Carl Williams, and I met Bartlett, not in a cornfield, but right in front of my in-law's farm shop. There was nothing secretive, and Bartlett was definitely not there as a representative of Alex to negotiate a bribe," end quote. But the assault victim, Handy, did criticize Bartlett's handling of the case at the start. Handy said, and I quote, "My opinion is SIU, State Police Special Investigations Unit, did not release information to or work directly with the Sheriff's Department. I believe Bartlett had failed to do his job in my case, and I will be voting for Don Kraft for sheriff," end quote. Republican Bartlett is currently running for re-election against Democrat Don Kraft. Rosenstrach is among the donors who have given Bartlett's campaign the most money, all prior to the incident, though Bartlett has refused to return the donations. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that an appellate division panel on October 21st dismissed a lawsuit filed by a neighbor of the S.A. Dunn landfill in Rensselaer, saying the plaintiff couldn't claim individual harm from the landfill's odors while also contending it was a public nuisance. The ruling against Brenda Davies read, and I quote, "Plaintiffs may not maintain a private action for a public nuisance. A public nuisance is actionable by a private person only if it is shown that the person suffered special injury beyond that suffered by the community at large," end quote. But the landfill is facing other efforts to shut it down. The Rensselaer City Council in June passed a resolution for the closure of the landfill that is next to a school. Earlier this month, the Rensselaer County Legislature passed a resolution asking Governor Kathy Hochul to revoke the landfill's operating permit, which currently runs through next summer. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Columbia Green Media that three candidates are competing for two seats on the New Lebanon Town Board in voting this fall. Mariana Anthonison, Britt Buckenroth, and Kevin Smith Sr. all want a seat on the board. Smith has owned Smithy's Pub since 1997 and is running on the Voice of the People ballot line. He previously served as a board member from 2015 to 2019. He listed, and I quote, "working with the Historical Society to bring clean water that you can fill your jugs with next to the Indian Head Fountain at the town hall," end quote, as one of his accomplishments, as well as work on the town park. Smith says, and I quote, "I will be a good board member due to my communication skill set and transparency, as well as willing to work with anyone to better our town. As having served our town, the knowledge I bring, being a former board member, and bringing honesty, transparency, and integrity to our town's people," end quote. Buckenroth is a high school library media specialist running on the Democrat Working Family and Vote Mama lines. Buckenroth says the top local issue is, and I quote, a lack of access to fresh, affordable food. We have a wonderful small market that has just opened, and if elected, I would like to see the market expand and be able to offer a wider variety of food to our community, end quote. Buckenroth also said as outdoor spaces for play and programming, access to a number of resources such as high-speed internet, groceries, and jobs, end quote. Anthonison is an educator running on the Democratic Vote Mama and Working Families party line. Anthonison also listed food as an important issue, saying, and I quote, I would like to give incentive to business that can expand on affordable access to healthy food and staples. I would like to support community programs for all ages in the park and work to get a town community center. I will continue to support Climate Smart Committee's goals to be climate prepared as we plan for the impacts of weather and viruses, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.